The Speed Up Sound with Kyle Meredith.
Before Josh Ritter heads back into the studio to start recording his next album, he's road testing new material in front of a fan base always eager for his next pieces. It's not something most artists can get away with, but then again, Josh Ritter ain't most artists. I'm Kyle Meredith at the Speed of Sound.
Let's see where the night takes us. Let's see where the night goes.
Have you done these work in progress shows before? It seems like you've kind of done something similar in the past.
With Sermon on the Rock, while I was still working at the songs for that, I started playing a few solo shows and realized I wanted to play new stuff. So suddenly, following my mercurial temperament, I decided I would just play all new songs, and it was a real revelatory experience. It was exciting to play the new stuff. It was kind of a high wire act for me, and also a very educational one. I started to realize what songs were working in my mind. You know, you never really know what a song is going to do until you play it for someone else. Until then, it's sort of just a strange animal you've created, and you don't know what its capabilities are. And so it was really fun to kind of pull these songs finally out of the book where I wrote them down and put them out there and see what happened.
I bump it through the handle. I drink the cactus tree. Appear to pay your tails. Heals the color of conqueror.
Takes a very specific sort of artist, but even a more specific sort of fan base to be able to because so many artists feel so beholden to those old songs, like they have to play them.
From album to album, from song to song, no matter if it's new or old, you're sort of carrying a little flame from one song to the next during a show, or from one record to the next during a career. And luckily, whenever I'm writing, I try and preserve that little flame, whatever the charm is that I carry from one to the next. And you know, that's sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. And for it to like really be an experience, you have to have a good fan base that trusts you, or a group of people that have like been with you and are willing to let you have that chance. You know, luckily I'm an artist with a career that I can do this, and I feel that your job is to be an explorer, you know, to like not to retread old ground for the sake of it because it's the terrain you're most comfortable with, but to take the opportunity that people are giving you by coming to your shows, by buying your records, and turn that into an exploration of new areas. That's what I think my primary responsibility is to myself and to my audience. And luckily, I have the trust of my audience and feel very fortunate for that.
Paul said to Petey, you gotta rock yourself a little harder.
You know, in the end, it's like their songs. And so, as Tom Waits says, they're just fun things to do with the air, you know? I think there's pressure to do it well for me. I put a lot of pressure on myself to perform the songs as I believe they deserve to be performed. But in the end, you know, being on stage is just a human act, and there's tons of room for messing up. And, you know, if it's done with good intent, there's you can do nothing wrong, you know? Plenty of room for kind of cynicism and despair. You know, certainly it's easy to look around and on certain days just the smallest thing can set your world kind of in a darker spin. But really the challenge in writing is for me to write with a nod towards the light at the end of the tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
And like I think that's always been a hard thing to do, you know. It's easy to tear things down, you know. And I think that the what we're seeing now is a political laziness that you know is criminal. You know, this confirmation hearing now of Jeff Sessions are just one of those things. It's easy to tear down an edifice. It's hard to replace it with something that that is kind and good. And I think that happens in songs. And you know, if you can find that in a song, it feels worthy of having been written. That doesn't mean that I believe music has to be Pollyannish, but I do believe that it has an ability to carry you places. You know, if there's a nod towards the light.
She asked, "Are you cursed?" He said, "I think that I'm cured." Then he kissed her and hoped that she'd forget that question.
I also wanted to bring up that you co-wrote Bob Weir's first solo record in forever. Are you doing any more of that, or is there any finite future plans that you're, you know, co-writing?
It opened up a whole new world of songs for me. You know, I was to have the chance to work on, like, you know, something that felt like an older, you know, form of like a song than I normally write, and to be able to work with somebody in a co-writing situation where I could send Bob a song and he would take it and kind of reimagine it, you know, even change the music altogether, was like an experience. You know, it's one that I like want to do more of, and I'm sure, as I work these days, that those opportunities are around, and they're super, super gratifying and really good for my own writing. Sometimes you just have to build up a good head of steam to kind of continue writing. And working with Bob on this was like opening up a tap,
yeah,
and just pouring. It felt so good.
We'll be looking out for the next Josh Ritter record just as soon as he's ready to give it to us. For more of my interviews, you can head to Facebook and Twitter at Kyle Meredith. And thanks to Chris Allman for co-producing and editing this episode. From the studios of WFPK in Louisville, Kentucky, I'm Kyle Meredith at the Speed of Sound.